This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Forget the United Nations. An agency with some real clout is the International Boundary and Water Commission.
We basically set aside water in the United States reservoirs that will be released and delivered to Mexico. We do not believe that the Mexican system is managed in a similar fashion.
That's Sally Spiner from the IBWC, which oversees a 70-year-old water treaty between the U.S. and Mexico. Along the border, it's been hot and dry, and as you can hear, there's some tension brewing over the water. The farmers really feel it.
We've had a water shortage for the last 2 years.
That's Homero Chavez in the northern Mexican state of Chihuahua.
If you don't have enough water, it will reflect on your prices drastically sometimes, you know, and your profits will go down, of course.
Farmers on both sides of the U.S.-Mexican border are suffering, but the drought could be complicated by the accusation that Mexico is not living up to its part in the U.S.-Mexican water treaty. With us now is Monica Ortiz Uribe, senior field correspondent for Fronteras. Monica, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
How bitter is this dispute, and is the U.S. making a formal accusation?
Well, yes, as you can imagine, if you're a farmer in South Texas and you're having to pool together your water rights, you're having to set some of your fields fallow and not plant, and having to spend a bunch of extra money to get infrastructure to get water, I mean, you're going to be pretty upset if you don't have enough water and you depend on partially Mexico's deliveries to get you your water. Yes, there's going to be quite a bit of bitterness.
Well, let's listen to Jesus Luevano, who says Mexico is basically doing its best here.
Because usually with the rains in the past, we were able to comply with Mexico obligations under the treaty.
But not this time around. What's Jesus's argument, and is anyone buying it?
Correct. Well, that is the main problem. Mexico has in the past relied on wet weather to meet its treaty obligations, which means like a tropical storm, a hurricane, excess rain. It's all that water that overflows from their reservoirs, their dams in northern Mexico, and it flows downstream to the Texas border and down the Rio Grande. And so when you're in a drought, there's not that excess rain, so they fell behind on their water delivery. And that's why the farmers in Texas are having a hard time. And I should add that not only the farmers on the Texas side of the border depend on these Rio Grande deliveries, right on the other side in the Mexican states of Coahuila and Tamaulipas, they also benefit from those Rio Grande deliveries. And so they're also in bad shape.
So there's a real sense of desperation on the Mexican side, but there's a lot of anger among farmers in Texas. What have you found there?
Correct. Well, the issue is that the United States, when it plans out its irrigation cycles, it sets aside a percentage of its reservoir to deliver to Mexico. So what they're trying to do, what the American side is trying to do, is get the Mexican irrigation districts to set aside water at the beginning of the cycle so they can rely on a certain amount of deliveries every year. And so that's what they're working on now, and it looks like they're finalizing plans to accomplish that. If they do, that will be better news for the folks in South Texas and on the other side of the border there as well.
Right now, it's about neighborliness.
They're not good neighbors. I mean, my neighbor right there, if they have a problem, I run over there and I help them.
Joe Pennington, what did he say to you?
Right. Well, he's a farmer outside Raymondville in South Texas, and he's one of the ones that's hurting. One of the interesting things he told me was that he usually plants between 3,000 to 4,000 acres of cotton. This year, because of the water shortage, he only planted 60 acres, and he planted it as a dry land crop, which means he didn't irrigate it. And he says, you know, the seed didn't even come off the ground. So that's how desperate they are.
That's how dry they are on both sides of the border, and it's a dispute between the U.S. and Mexico over water. Monica Ortiz Uribe, senior field correspondent for Fronteras. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.